This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode of Sunday Supplement.
Once again, you can't count, Simon.
I can count. I just can't keep track.
I can't count. It was proven by testing.
Really?
I got to the number 3 and I didn't. It was bad.
How old were you at the time?
I was 24. No, I wasn't. I was 22. I was fresh out of uni. I was passing my car exam.
Right.
The car exam is basically an exam where instead of like having to sit down at a desk and write down all you know, those sort of exams I'm very good at, it was get in a car and drive it in front of somebody watching you.
Why did you have to count?
Because he told me to take the 3rd exit on a roundabout.
Right.
So I signalled all correctly to take the 3rd exit and I got on the roundabout. And the 2nd exit was like right the way back. So say you're coming in at like 6
right, o'clock. So you just presumed that the 2nd exit was the 3rd exit.
Yeah.
So did you pass?
No, that's an automatic fail.
Because you couldn't follow instructions.
Yeah.
Did you know, not that what? I care about you failing your test. I failed mine so many times, I don't care.
Did you? How many times?
5.
It's 5.
It's 5, yeah.
It's 5.
I can't remember if I passed on my 6 or if I failed my 6. I have an important fact to tell you that Google told me.
Okay.
It's the 119th anniversary of the first ice cream sundae. And I thought that was quite relevant because we do sundaes.
Well, it is Sunday today. I'd rather be in a sundae.
You'd rather be inside a sundae.
Well, I'm inside a sundae right now because I'm trapped in sundae. I'm going to be here for then another 6 hours or something. But if you're in a sundae with an AE, right, it's like, oh, you're either really cold or you go over to the fudge sauce and you warm them up a bit. I suppose middle ground would be on a banana.
Right.
Also, being on a banana is quite sexy.
No, it's not.
Because of the shape.
There's nothing sexy about being on a banana.
It's like the rubbishest drug in the world. Hey, what are you on? I'm on LSD. Hey, what are you on? I'm on E. What are you on? On banana.
Good.
Banana.
Yeah, I can't see this is going to be hard work today. Did you buy a newspaper?
Yes. I bought the Sunday Mirror for £1. And you know all of the like exciting news stories that are happening? We've got Libya. We've still got the Japan thing going on. We've got like uprisings. We've got riots about burning a Quran. All of this. Do you know what the headline is on the Sunday Mirror, Simon?
Is it about Wayne Rooney swearing?
No, it's Clarkson cheats on wife with Top Gear blonde.
Oh, who cares?
Exactly.
I got the mail on Sunday.
Ooh.
Because I literally had no money, so I had to go next door and steal my sister's newspaper. My sister lives next door.
Yeah, because that's because you live in a hobbit town where all your family are really close.
That is true, yes. So, there we go.
Did you cheat on your wife with the Top Gear blonde?
In Top Gear, there's James May.
Yes.
Richard Hammond and the Stig. So have they outed the Stig?
Has Clarkson been bumming the Stig?
Should we cut things out and keep them then?
No.
Okay.
Let's go find some ice cream.
And live in it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, imagine if you're an Eskimo, you can make your entire house out of ice cream, and that's possible.
If you're an Eskimo, you'd live in an Eskimo pie, wouldn't you?
Or if you're an Inuit, you could live in a baked Alaska. Anyway, Simon, I'm going to beat you. This is the thing, the cut and keep. I'm going to beat you.
Okay.
Because, like, the reason I got Sunday Mirror is because above the picture of Jeremy Clarkson smoking a cigarette with a woman with a pixelated face, it says, free book.
You got a free book?
Yeah.
What?
Right, of all the books you could possibly get, right?
Are we talking about all the books in the world that you could possibly got, right?
What would be a cool book to get?
I don't know. Of all the books in the world, you want me to pick one book that would be cool to get today?
If you get this right, Simon, I think you win an egg or something.
Right. Okay. Of all the books in the world, David Aronovich's Voodoo Histories.
No.
All right. Francis Wheen's Strange Days Indeed.
Better than that.
All right. The Hitches Hitch 22.
Better than that.
Okay, go on, I give up.
Mr. Bump and the Knights. It's a proper Roger Hargreaves book about Mr. Bump, and it's about his job employment prospects.
Right.
And how he can't, like, be a baker because he's so clumsy, he drops the loaves.
Is Mr. Bump the one with the really nice brown shoes? Or is that Mr. Small?
I think that's Mr. Small.
I used to like Mr. Small.
Mr. Bump is the blue one with the white bandages.
Oh, yeah, him. If I was shaped like Mr. Bump, I would be quite clumsy.
You are?
No, I'm Mr. Small or Mr. Tickle.
You're not Mr.
Is it
Tickle.
Jelly? Mr. Jelly, the one with the huge belly.
I'm Little Miss...
Bitch.
I don't know. Shut up! There's not a Little Miss Bitch.
Can I say bitch to you? Is that allowed?
Yeah. Come on, feminists. Come on, men's faces. No. You're not allowed to call me anything, Simon, because you are inferior, right? But Mr. Bump...
Right, no, hang on. Are you seriously telling me that you're cutting out and keeping a Mr. Bump book?
Oh,
and then you're going to actually...
You. This is brilliant.
You're going to actually tell me about the contents of a Mr.
Seriously,
Bump
it's
book.
Brilliant, right? Okay, because he can't get a job in a bakery, right? he works on a building site, keeps dropping bricks on his feet. That's no good. Even in a pillow factory, right? He gets a feather in his eye, right? It's a nightmare. And then one day he meets a knight. It's brilliant! And he buys all suits and armour and he does knight stuff.
Should we do a spoiler alert at this point?
Could do.
Spoiler alert, Izzy is about to ruin a children's classic for anyone who hasn't read it.
This is a new one because I remember reading
Mr. Bump. Even more so, spoiler alert then.
Yeah, it's really wicked.
I don't want to know how it ends, so you can't carry on, I'm afraid.
Okay, but it is really good because he becomes a knight.
What are you doing here? Or why seemingly amazing coincidences aren't so unlikely after all.
Oh, cool.
It's a really good article about how there's no such thing as fate and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I could read you all about how random events will just happen.
Like randomly meeting a knight after you've lost your job in the feather factory.
Yeah, like that. But I'm just going to read you some of the random things that they're quoting that have happened.
Mm.
So in 1973, Anthony Hopkins agreed to appear in a screen adaptation of George Pfeiffer's novel, The Girl from Petrovka. Hopkins searched in vain for a copy of the book, this was before Amazon, but then happened to find one lying on a bench in a railway waiting room. It turned out to be George Pfeiffer's own annotated copy.
Cool.
I don't believe that to be true, actually.
Why? Why not?
It just sounds like something he would have said as part of the movie promotion.
Oh, what, you think he's a bullshitter?
I think Hopkins is a bullshitter, yeah. He didn't have any fava beans.
Or Chianti. It was Ribena and some baked beans.
On the evening of September the 11th, 2002, the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the three winning numbers in the New York State Lottery were 9, 1, 1. In 1975, while riding a moped in Bermuda, a man was accidentally struck and killed by a taxi. One year later, this man's brother was killed in the very same way, on the same moped, by the same taxi, driven by the same driver, carrying the same passenger.
That's mental.
That's mental.
So cool. I love that. Because it's always a really annoying thing when you try to write stories, Simon, or like when you try to write telly. Like you can't put all of these coincidinks in because people just go, it's really lazy.
Talking of that, in coinkydinkiness,
yeah.
In 1898, Morgan Robertson's novel, Futility, imagined an ocean liner called the Titan, an unsinkable ship, with minimal number of lifeboats going to the bottom after a collision with an iceberg in the North Atlantic.
Ooh.
Robertson struggled to find a publisher because his book was regarded as too far-fetched. To me, that suggests that Morgan Robertson sunk the Titanic.
In order to try and get his book published, not realising that, of course, that would be really distasteful.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But the thing is, Simon, is this actually better than the job advice you get on being a knight?
Well, I'll give you one more then, and
okay.
Then we'll decide who's got the best. On the 5th of December 1660, a ship sank in the Strait of Dover. The only survivor was noted to be Hugh Williams. On December the 5th, 1767, another ship sank in the same waters. 127 lost their lives, and the only survivor was Hugh Williams. On August the 8th, 1820, a picnic boat capsized on the Thames. There was one survivor, Hugh Williams. And on July the 10th, 1940, a British trawler was destroyed by a German mine. Only two men survived, one man and his nephew. Both were called Hugh Williams. Time traveller.
It's not the same guy, Simon.
Hugh Williams is Doctor Who.
It's not Doctor Who. And anyway, What it might be, okay, here's an idea. Maybe it is coincidence. Maybe that people like who half drown forget their names, and the only name they can actually say when they're coming out the water is
No. I win because my article outed Doctor Who.
I win because my article has drawings of a dragon.
Article wasn't even an article, it was a children's book.
That's why it wins.
The last time I entered a book for Cut Out and Keep, you disqualified me.
That's because it was disgusting. You can't get your cock out and put it in a book.
Oh, I see. I entered a book. Is that what you suggested? I penetrated a book with my phallus. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
And then complained about the paper cuts.
I ejaculated into print work. Is that what you're saying?
I bet you, Simon, in your life you have done that.
Ejaculated into print work?
Yeah.
I don't think I have, actually.
I think you've got your love juice over some word somewhere, and it's probably when you bought the sport. That's got into receivership, have you heard?
Good. I've never bought the sport.
The sport just collapsed in on itself and it doesn't print anymore. I know, because I've been searching it down, going, I want to look at boobies. There are no boobies.
You just undo your shirt.
I'm bored of those ones. Besides, I don't like the warts.
You haven't got warts on your boobs. Come on, let's play article or farcical.
Okay, I'm going to read out some articles from...
We know how to play it. Get on with it.
And then I'm going to read out one article which I made up, but I'm not going to tell you which one I've made up, and so you've got to guess it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, keep it skin the family.
Keep it skin the family. Is this about inherited good skin?
Ish. It's actually about people who took their mums to the Oscars or something like that, or to red carpet events.
They didn't take their mum's skin to the Oscars, surely?
They did, and all her gristly bits.
Okay.
Number two, Kor-El.
Is that a Superman reference?
No, it's to do with people wearing pastel coral colours.
That's rubbish.
Number three, become a classy, that's in brackets, so really it's just become a bag lady.
Become a classy bag lady.
It should be claspy bag lady, because that would be even better.
Right, I presume that's about handbags.
Yeah, that's correct. And finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? My old Mars mud pie.
Not a mud pie from the mild straits of Mars.
No, I don't know why, but when I read that, I physically laughed. It sounds like something really filthy.
Isn't cream pie something filthy?
That is very filthy, Simon.
I'm not sure what it is.
It's basically ejaculating into a lady and then filming it.
Into her?
Yeah, like in normally, like in sex. So
right, so it's not facial or anything like that?
No, it's not facial. It's the cream pie is basically what...
So it's the same thing I do when I use a Muppet to masturbate. That's a reference to a previous podcast. Please don't go silent.
It's not.
Like, I just said something weird.
You're a filthy, filthy wrong individual.
I'm a wrong'un.
And also, Elmo's like four. You can't do that.
I wouldn't do it to Elmo. You're a freak.
Who would you do it to? The two old men?
Kermit, probably.
Kermit? Do you fancy Kermit? You have homosexual liaisons with Muppets.
He's not the same species, is he? So it's not homosexual, is it? It's interspecies.
Interspecies. There's a word for that. What's it when you shag animals?
Bestiality. They're not animals, they're puppets. Anyway.
That's worse.
Anyway, I'm saying the first one is the one you've made up.
What, keep it skin the family?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
All right, go on then.
Kor-El. Kor-El. I don't know why. It was rubbish. I couldn't think of anything.
It's because you've got Muppets on the mind.
No, you've got Muppets on the... Why did you just... That came out of nowhere. That was just like, oh yeah. And
just because you don't listen to previous episodes, it doesn't mean our readers don't.
I don't think they do, Simon.
Let's delve into the mailbag. Please listen to previous podcasts if you haven't listened to it and you now think I'm a freak.
Simon likes
to
have sex with felt. Sex with felt.
You'd have sex with felt.
I wouldn't, actually.
We've had this conversation in a previous podcast.
In a previous lifetime, sorry.
In a previous podcast, you claimed that Mel Gibson's mum Reed Bottoms. And
she does.
Craig Phelps on Facebook said, for your information, it's actually Sylvester Stallone's mum.
Oh, same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Sly's mum reads bums, not
Mel Gibson's.
Yeah, so piss
okay.
you.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Okay, I'll get confused. All male actors from that sort of era are all the same, apart from Alan Rickman, who's gorgeous.
You're such a racist. Chris on Twitter says, in reference to the empathy test you took last week.
I took an empathy test last week.
And failed.
Didn't fail, I just had a bit of a low score.
You even failed an empathy test, come on. What annoys me about empathy is that Steve Jobs wants to monopolise it, whereas other MP3 players are available.
Oh, that is a very clever empathy MP3 iPod joke, isn't it? He deserves bonus points.
Bonus points.
I haven't given a bonus point in ages, so bonus points.
You normally give them to yourself.
I get a bonus point for remembering that we have the bonus points. Simon minus a bonus point.
Oh, shut up about bonus points. James Cummings. Shut up! It's a joke! I don't really have sex with Muppets. God. James Cummings.
The lady doth protest too much.
Listened to last week's podcast on a train to Toronto. He burst out laughing and people looked at me strangely. The amount of people who we make get embarrassed on trains is getting ridiculous.
We are like some sort of train flasher. That's basically what we do.
That would have been funnier if you said naked controller. Conductor. Damn. Fuck it. We're both rubbish.
No. I think, Simon.
Oh, God, are we going to have to listen to you talking about something that's on your brain for the next 3.5 minutes?
I'm just saying that, you know, what with all the cats that we make go mental with me going, ah! And what with all the Muppets that we make cry, remembering their childhoods.
They don't cry.
No, they can't cry. That's the thing. They can't cry. It's absorbent. Oh!
If you ring them out.
No! You can't ring them out! That's so wrong.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Why didn't you get this outraged when I actually did the Muppet joke a couple of weeks ago? You just like let it go as though it was some sort of normal thing. And now you've kind of got the bit between your teeth about it.
The thing is that last week I didn't have the tune Muppet Babies, they'll do anything for you in my head.
No, you can't use a Muppet baby. Not for the reason you think, but because they're animated cartoons. They're just cells.
They're just cells.
You can't have sex with the cell of an animation.
I'm so upset. Not so much about the sex, it's about ringing them out afterwards.
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Otherwise, it'll be like Monica Lewinsky's dress, I suppose.
Yeah. That is what Monica Lewinsky's dress is made of, discarded Muppets. That's why Bill Clinton wasn't guilty.
What's your humdonger?
Piers Morgan, obviously.
Oh, I love it.
Right, I'm going to read you either end of his column. That sounded dirty and I didn't want it to. Where he does a joke. He does a joke at either end of his column. Larry King joked on TV yesterday that my CNN show is like watching the mother-in-law driving your Bentley over a cliff.
I don't know if that was a joke, was it?
That's what Larry King said.
I don't think that was a joke.
No, probably not.
That was just an accurate simile.
This instantly flew around the internet as Larry slams Piers, which sounds dirty and I didn't mean it to. Prompting him to clarify on Twitter as my comments were mischaracterised. I like Piers. I responded, don't worry, Larry, I laughed. And this is the funny bit. But which mother-in-law were you talking about? You've had 7. What a cunt.
Jeez, yes.
The first act at the AGT audition was a group of giant tap-dancing human elves calling themselves the Funny Little People. More like... the annoying little people, I said.
Oh, dear.
It's worth writing it down and putting it in your column. It was that funny.
Blimey.
I hate
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, you're a cunt.
He is a cunt. I've got 5 minutes with the sex gods.
Not much of a sex god, is he?
And it is...
Is it Kermit, covered in cum?
No, worse than Kermit, it's Chipmunk.
What?
Hello, Chipmunk. This week's Celebs on Sunday, sex god. How are you this fine day? What's up, man? I'm good.
Who's Chipmunk?
He's a rapper. He's 20 years old. And he's going to tell us all about his love of cocoa butter, piggybacks from fans, and why he always has an iron handy. He's completely incomprehensible. So he often sounds like he likes to masturbate. So,
perhaps he does.
Like, for this, do you get a lot of sexy tweets? And he says, I get a lot of tweets but I don't want it to sound like I'm gassed up. What's that? Like, really feeling myself. But girls do tweet some confident stuff.
Right.
I have no idea.
No.
It's bizarre. But yeah, have you had any marriage proposals? No, luckily, I don't want any either. I'm cool. Don't propose to me, ladies. Don't do it. Has becoming famous made you really vain? I've always taken pride in my appearance. I make sure I'm well-groomed and I always iron my clothes. And not just because I'm famous. As if an iron...
You only really need to iron your clothes if you're famous. That's exactly. A lesson for the kids. Wow. Now, as bad as that is, right,
yeah.
You have to ask yourself, would you rather spend 5 minutes with Chipmunk or 5 minutes with Piers Morgan?
Chipmunk.
So I win.
Fair enough, you win, Humdonger. You have the worst article in our papers.
Yeah, damn straight.
You're a loser, Simon. Such a loser.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week.
Me. That's it. Bye.
Hang on.
What?
You've got the mirror. How can you win with the mirror?
Because I'm Issy and I'm brilliant and I have a free Mr. Men book.
Okay, this isn't a popularity contest.
I have a free Mr. Men book.
This isn't a popularity contest. This
I win.
Is a proper scientific test of the newspapers every week.
It's a scientific test to see how rubbish you are, and you are rubbish. So I win.
Right, so what you're saying is the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Mr. Bump Gets a Job.
No, you should have bought the mirror because they're giving away. And they're doing it all this week.
The only bits of the mirror you talked about were the rubbish bits.
I didn't. I talked about Mr. Bump.
Mr. Bump isn't in the mirror.
Over the next week, they're getting 8 Mr. Men and Little Miss books. You got Mr. Happy, Mr. Bump, Mr. Strong, Mr. Noisy, Little Miss Naughty, Little Miss Trouble, Little Miss Stubborn, and Little Miss Lucky.
See, I don't like any of those. I like Mr. Small, Mr. Tickle, and I quite like Mr. Tall. He was a bit gormless. I liked him. And Mr. Jelly. So, you know, I'm not interested. I want the 4 I want, not the 4 they're giving away because they can't sell them.
Mr. Bump's the best one.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I remember them. I'm actually closer to remembering them than you because you're so anciently old.
But I'm so stupid, I still read them because I can't get my head into a Dan Brown book.
And see, the reason why you still read them is because you are so stupid that you can't possibly judge what makes a good newspaper, so therefore I win. Ha!
All right, your newspaper used to be edited by Piers Morgan.
Your newspaper actually has a column written by Piers Morgan.
Your newspaper...
used to be crap, doesn't mean it is
no,
crap.
No, no, your newspaper
yeah.
had such low standards, it let itself be edited by Piers Morgan.
Yeah, just because like it was a bit of a slapper in the past does not mean it lets him just splash out all over one page now, just because it feels like it has to somehow get more readers, the sort of readers who like Piers Morgan. At least it had the nerve. When it finally came to it, it stood up for itself. It says, hey... hey, this guy is giving us a bad name. We gotta move on.
Right.
We gotta sever ties.
So you're saying that Popular's better.
I'm saying that Mr. Bump is better.
Well, I admit he's better than Piers Morgan. He'd probably write better columns than Piers Morgan.
Would you rather read The Mail on Sunday or Mr. Men books?
Mr. Men books.
Izzy wins.
No, because it's not a contest between the Sunday newspapers.
I got a Mr. Men book with my paper.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was a Popular series of children's books.
Yeah. We should have actually explained that in case they're not over in America.
Oh, everyone knows what the Mr. Men books are, surely. And if you haven't...
you can go to www.ilovemrmen.co.uk.
Oh, cool. There's a website. Nice. If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us. You can leave a message on Facebook or on our website.
Hang on, I'm just looking on the internet just a second. I'm just looking to see if I can register simonlovesmuppets.co.uk. Oh, it's already taken over. That's disgusting!